After the capture of Montreal in 1760, the British attempted to take control of the areas south of the Great Lakes, and a truce with the Algonquin tribes was struck in Detroit in September of 1761. However, the arbitrariness of the officials, the dishonesty of traders, and attempts of the colonists to oust Native Americans triggered a rebellion led by Ottawa Chief Pontiac. Pontiac's goal was to drive the British beyond the Appalachian Mountains. He prepared the rebellion over the course of many years. Together with his daughter, he canoed from the Canadian border to Tennessee. Sitting in council by evening campfires, he convinced all of the tribes he met along the way of the need to unite in the fight against the British colonists and to mutually oppose them under a unified leadership. Pontiac created a kind of general staff made up of the representatives of all the native tribes of eastern North America. Yet, if an explorer had entered the Native American village and asked to see the celebrated chief, he would have had some trouble finding Pontiac's wigwam. The Ottawa chief did not stand out from his warriors, either in the way he dressed or in his way of life. Thus, his warriors were more than willing to die for him.